Well, folks, my name's Tom Ralzer, and I am one of the principals of Convergent Nonprofit Solutions, and we are a sustainability funding company. And by that, I mean we work on behalf of nonprofits to get them sustainable funding. And I say that because sustainable funding in our world means that people are actually investing money in the nonprofits, and as long as outcomes are delivered, they'll keep doing that, and that's the sustainability part of that. But today I think we're going to talk mostly about the book Asking Rights, Why Some Nonprofits Get Funded and Some Don't. And that was the follow-up book to ROI for Nonprofits, The New Key to Sustainability, which came out, I believe, in 2007, 2008. They're very closely related, but what we found was that people wanted a bit more of how return on investment could be used in nonprofits and on an operational or practical level. So that's sort of the basis for Asking Rights. They're both available on Amazon.com, and that's your best place to get them. And if I can, Chris, talk a little bit about how Asking Rights sort of evolved and why I think that approach is the wave of the future for nonprofits and their funding. That'd be a good place to start?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Years ago, I was working in the great state of Tennessee, and I've worked personally. This is my 20th year in this business, and have worked in every state with just about every type of nonprofit out there. So I am going to keep it general at this point. But I was working in Tennessee talking to a banker on behalf of one of our clients, and he let me go through my spiel, if you will, of why this was a good project. And at the end, he said, "Son, what gives you the right to ask me for money?" Because I did not have a relationship with this gentleman. And typically, some sort of relationship is required, at least by the old school of fundraising. You've got to have a relationship with a person before you can ask them for money. I didn't have one with this gentleman. So that gave me the opportunity to explain why I or the client that I was representing had the right to ask him for money. And that was sort of the birth of Asking Rights. And what we looked at then was, of all the campaigns we had done over the years, we do about 30 a year, so we got quite a large sample, both geographically, over time, by size. Some were rural, some were very urban, some were in health, some were in education, some were in economic development, and basically covered the waterfront, looked at why some of these funding efforts succeeded wonderfully and why some really struggled. And we were trying to find the common denominators, of course, to make what we do even better. And what we found was that there were two main reasons why some projects succeeded wildly. And the first one was that the organization had credibility. In other words, they had the ability to get an appointment with somebody. Somebody would take their call. Somebody would have some name recognition. So that was one of those components of Asking Rights, was simply the credibility to speak with them. The second thing we found, the common denominator, was that they delivered outcomes that were valuable. And so that made up a large portion of what was needed ingredients-wise for a successful funding effort. But there was something missing, and that something was fundraising skills. Because even though a nonprofit might have credibility, and even though they might deliver valuable outcomes, they still had difficulties in raising money. So the fundraising skills is that first category. So the three ingredients, if you will, of fundraising or of Asking Rights were credibility, fundraising skills, and outcomes, or CFO, which is an easy acronym to remember. And I just would like to go through each one of them very briefly here to sort of tell you or help explain why these three areas are so important. Let's start with credibility now. Credibility, I'm going to explain it in terms of the critical fundraising advantage. Credibility gets you in the door. Credibility is what allows that whole process of developing a relationship and ultimately making the ask. That's what credibility does for you. So credibility gets you in the door. fundraising skills, a critical fundraising advantage there is that closes the deal. It actually allows a check to be written or the investment to be made. And lastly, outcomes justify the amount of investment. Now, you'll notice that I use terms like investment. I don't use donation. I don't use gift. Those words, I think, get in the way of an effective ask in today's economy and certainly in the future. Gift carries some baggage. For instance, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and it's better to give than receive. And all of those things are true, and they've stood the test of time. But what we have found is that when you start using words like that, the amount of money you raise goes down. The higher you go up the food chain in corporate America or with very high net worth individuals, they like to think in terms of investment. They consider the money they're putting into a nonprofit an investment. And an investment in a nonprofit, just like any investment these people or companies might make, they want to see a return on that investment. And that's pivotal to asking rights, is the fact that you do have credibility, you do deliver outcomes that are valuable, you do have the fundraising skills to close the deal or make the ask successfully, and when those three things are present, we tend to have very successful funding efforts and clients have sustainable funding at that point.